Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. I remember vividly when I started writing this teaching. This is 5:49 one morning. 48 minutes after the Lord woke me up to pray for you and other ministry partners, God directed me to write and share what he was saying to me. So I started typing the words that my Heavenly Father was speaking to me. There's no question, the enemy is not happy about this simple but profound message from the Lord. I was about to depress the save button when the entire blog that I'd just written disappeared. That had only happened to me once before. So I know that we were about to create some turbulence in the heavenlies. The enemy was throwing a hissy fit. Now, one of his favorite tactics was about to be exposed. Here's what the Lord directed me to share with each of you. He wants us to know that anything that can get us down is above us. He said, tell my children that if debt can get them down, it's above them. If lack can get them down, it's above them. If sickness can get them down, it's above them. If a lack of proper job or position can get them down, it's above them. If addiction to anything can get them down, it's above them. If rebellious children can get them down, they're above them. If the lack of customers in their business is getting them down, it's above them. If what's happening politically in this country and around the world is getting you down, then it's above you. If an unfaithful spouse can get them down, then the problem is above them. He said, my children need to understand that they empower anything that can get them down. He further said, tell my children that the only thing that should ever be above them is their love for me and my word. He said, give my children the scriptures I'm stirring in your spirit right now. Assure them that I will lift them up and draw them unto me.
Hallelujah.
Here are the seven scriptures that the Lord gave me to give to you. First, Proverbs 23:7. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. According to the Hebrew Chaldee lexicon, the word thinketh means to estimate, to set a price. For as a man thinketh, sets a price, establish a value in his or her life, so is he. If what you think is valuable to you, then that's the way you'll begin to think as well as act. Proverbs 23:7 in God's Word Translation. As he calculates the cost, this is what he does. Let this sink in. We establish the value of a thought. We determine its potential for changing our lives. You know, we really ought to personalize that verse. Hallelujah. For as Laurel thinketh in her heart, so is she. Hallelujah. For as James thinketh in his heart, so is he. We don't have time to do everybody. It's simple. Do it for yourself. Put it where you can see it. Repeat it during the day. In fact, number of days. If something will ever be above you is if you think it's so.
Second, Isaiah 41:10 in the Message Bible says, don't panic, I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you. There is so much at work in this verse, but the first thing the Lord seemed to want us to focus on was the fact that he is not only holding your hand, he's got a steady and a firm grip on you. The New Living Translation says it this way. He will hold you he says, I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. In fact, the right hand plays a significant role in Scripture. Consider Galatians 2:9 in the Classic Amplified. And when they knew, perceived, recognized, understood, and acknowledged the grace of God, unmerited favor and spiritual blessing, that had been bestowed upon me, James and Cephas, or Peter, and John, who were reputed to be pillars of the Jerusalem church, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, with the understanding that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised Jews. Isaiah 41:8 in the Message Bible says, But you, Israel, are my servant, your Jacob, my first choice, descendants of my good friend Abraham. I pulled you in from all over the world, called you in from every dark corner of the earth, telling you, you're my servant, serving on my side. I've picked you. I haven't dropped you. Don't panic. I'm with you. There is no need to fear, that for I'm your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady, keep a firm grip on you. Note where the scripture says, you're my servant, serving on my side. I've picked you. I haven't dropped you. And then it tells us, don't panic, I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady, keep a firm grip on you. God has picked you. He hasn't given up on you, and he definitely hasn't dropped you. The word is really clear in so many places where he tells us, don't panic, don't be afraid. Time after time in the scripture, God tells us that he's with us, that he'll help us, that he has a firm grip on us with his strong right hand. In Isaiah 41:11, goes on, once again, God tells us, don't panic, but he is right there to help us. It says, count on it. Everyone who had it in for you will end up out in the cold, real losers. You got to love the Message Bible.
I know.
Those who worked against you will end up empty-handed, nothing to show for their lives. When you go out looking for your old adversaries, you won't find them. Not a trace of your old enemies, not even a memory. That's right, because I, your God, have a firm grip on you, and I'm not letting you go. I'm telling you, don't panic. I'm right here to help you.
Wow, what a great passage. Third, Psalm 40:17, New Living Translation. As for me, I'm poor and needy, but the Lord is thinking about me right now. You're my helper and my savior. Do not delay, oh my God. When we first catch the revelation, God is thinking about us, watching us all the time. It changes our reality as nothing else could or can. 1 Peter 5:7, the Living Bible. Let him have all your worries and cares, for he's always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. Wow, he is always thinking about you. Not only that, he's watching everything that concerns you. This would be a good place for somebody to say, hallelujah.
That's right.
We need to stop and embrace that. One of my favorite translations of Psalm 40:17 in the Living Bible is this. It says, I am poor and weak, yet the Lord is thinking about me right now. I'd encourage you to write that down, that last part. The Lord is thinking about me right now. You can't even personalize it. The Lord is thinking about Denise right now. The Lord is thinking about Ray right now. The Lord is thinking about Lawrence right now. The Lord is thinking about Carol and Charles right now. And you could go on and on. This teaching is about each of us having the confidence, the reward, the blessing, the benefit of knowing that God is thinking about us at this very moment. And he will enable us to do great and mighty things.
Hallelujah again. Can't get better than that, hardly. But fourth, Proverbs 16:3, one of my very favorite scriptures. Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed.
Hallelujah.
What does it mean to commit to the Lord? We're not talking about a partial commitment. We're talking about committing, total commitment, being sold out, putting God first in everything that we do. We need to fix our minds on Him and Him alone. In Philippians 4:8 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your minds on them." If we want to be successful, we need to fix our minds on the power, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God. When adversity comes our way, or we hit a bump in the road, and we will, what is our response? Who do we turn to? If you've experienced delays or faced seemingly overwhelming odds, where is your thought process? What is your mind focused on? Are you realizing that God has an answer even if you don't?
Absolutely.
That is the point of knowing that God will always see us through.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're going to pick up right here on tomorrow's call, but before we go, last week, Labor Day, we prayed for people a large part of the day and night.
Mm-hmm.
I even started at 10:20 Sunday night before Labor Day. And we both prayed. And,
that's right.
You know, hallelujah. Believing for breakthroughs. But, you know, honey, we mentioned it. But I came across the email that we received just about a year ago from our friend Bruce in Wisconsin. He wrote, "Praise God, the breaker anointing suddenly showed up again. My wife last Friday just received an unexpected raise at a workplace, and it was a most generous one. I believe it is the manifestation of the Labor Day prayer event with the Debt-Free Army. Thank you for your commitment to Christ and the breaker anointing, seed time and harvest. Thank you, Brother Harold, Sister Bev, and all intercessors. Bruce, love and blessings to you all."
Hallelujah. They're so sweet.
You had a testimony from our praying for you Labor Day?
Yes.
Send an email to Harold at Harold Herring. Share it with us so we can share it with others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm. And we'll finish this tomorrow.
We will. And if you've been blessed by the ministry of the teaching, go to haroldherring.com, click the button that says Sow a Seed, and just sow wherever it is that God directs you to do. That's all we'll ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.